Well, the Mariapolis is actually the summer gathering of the Focolare movement. And the first Mariapolis started by chance, you could say, during the 1940s in the Dolomites in Italy, when the foundress of the Focolare, Chiara Lubich, went away on holidays with a group of friends. And then a lot of other people came to join them, because what was special about the Mariapolis was that people there tried to really live the way the first Christians live, and to really love each other and to have that atmosphere of unity. And that's, I suppose, the characteristic of the Mariapolis, because what we try to do is build like a town or a place where the only law is really the law of the gospel, to love one another. And you have people of all ages, from babies and children right up to people in their 70s and their 80s and their 90s, priests, sisters, people of all churches, people even who don't believe in God. And we're all trying to live this gospel law of love.
So what exactly happened at a Mariapolis?
Well, the Mariapolis this year is in Sligo, and it's in Summerhill College from the 3rd to the 10th of July. And it's open to anybody. And sometimes I say to people that it's a mixture of a retreat and a holiday. And then I say that's probably not a good description, because maybe people have an idea of a retreat as being, you know, gone off into silence and that kind of thing. But it's really this moment where you can try and meet God. And we have a period of reflection every day of, you know, where we maybe hear something spiritual, and then there might be a theme. And then as well as that, we would share our own experiences on trying to live the gospel. And even the children do this. I remember last year, it was just brilliant, because in fact, the whole thing last year was organized by the teenagers. And we used to meet every morning, and we'd talk about how we were trying to live this gospel of love. And you'd be kind of really put on the spot if you hadn't tried to reach out to somebody, or, you know, give somebody a cup of coffee or do something nice for somebody else. You'd be feeling under pressure. I mean, it was a joke, you know, but at the same time, it really kept you on your toes, you know. And I suppose what I find the Mariapolis does for me is that it makes me realise that what really counts in life is love. It's the only thing that matters at the end of our life. It's not our careers and not all these other things. It's really how we try to love the people around us. And the Mariapolis is fantastic from that point of view, because it really, it's like a shot in the arm that helps you to put your life into some kind of perspective. And yet at the same time, it's a holiday. So we go off every day, we do outings, we go off on the lakes, we go to beaches. There's usually 3 or 4 outings organised for each day. And it's open to everybody. It's not just for people in the Focolare. Anybody can come to a Mariapolis.
So when you come back from Mariapolis, I mean, do you feel refreshed and more full of Christian love?
Definitely, definitely. And it's a gas, because sometimes I think, oh, jeepers, the Mariapolis, it's a big effort to go along again this year or whatever, because I've been going for years. But you really feel afterwards, your life jumps to a different level. I find it particularly at home with the kids, because even though we're all try to love at home, and to see Jesus in each other, and, to, you know, with the kids, for me to say sorry and to start again when they do things or break things or annoy me. But you forget as well. Whereas when you go to the Mariapolis, because we're all trying to live in a particular way, it really kind of reinforces that this is the way to live. This is the way to live and to share, and to not to be having fights over the PlayStation or the television or all those things, but to really try and find this new way, which is to live the gospel, to live in love. And I find for all of us, and for the kids as well, and for my husband, it's always like a new start after the Mariapolis.
And do you bring the whole family along to it?
Yes, absolutely. And I remember even for years, my dad used to come, and he was in his 70s. And I know for him, it brought a total change in his life, because he'd had a very difficult life. And for years, I was inviting him to Mariapolis. He was in, no, it's not my scene. And eventually he came along, and he was actually an invalid, because he had a difficult life, and he'd had a bad drinking problem earlier on in his life, and he'd lost everything. And at the Mariapolis, he understood that he could start a new life. And I couldn't believe the transformation that it brought in my dad. When I came back from Mariapolis, he was like a different person, because he realised that he could love. And so people could ring him, and he could give them advice on the phone, and he could do things for people. The fact that he was an invalid didn't stop him loving the people around him, and it just transformed his life.